The Traveler's Journal, December 1st, with tips to avoid getting clipped at customs. All travelers must clear customs before entering the U.S., but the rules and regulations can be confusing. Here are answers to the most frequently asked customs questions. If you receive a gift while overseas, do you have to declare it upon your return to the U.S.? Yes, all articles acquired abroad, whether bought or accepted as gifts, must be declared. Most goods can be included as part of your duty-free allowance, which is usually $400 for each adult who has been out of the country for at least 48 hours. Incidentally, the duty-free credit applies only once every 30 days, although travelers can mail home as many packages worth up to $50 as they wish to family members with no duty charges. Do you have to declare how much cash you take in or out of the country? It depends. The Currency and Foreign Transactions Act requires all international travelers carrying more than $10,000 in U.S. currency, traveler's checks, or its foreign equivalent to file a Form 4790. Copies are available at airport and local customs offices. Is it necessary to register expensive electronic equipment before leaving the U.S.? No, but it is wise. Customs inspectors can question any item you bring back. Advance registration eliminates any discussions about where it was purchased. Finally, does packing all your overseas purchases in one bag speed up clearing customs? Perhaps, but it's no guarantee that agents won't inspect your other luggage. For more information, you can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.